From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear Sunday that in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. It's an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Mr. Trump announced his administration's immigration policy wish list in a letter to congressional leaders Sunday. It includes limiting family-based green cards to spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens, creating a point-based merit system to pick who is allowed to immigrate, and cutting the number of refugee admissions. Democratic leaders have opposed many of the demands on the list. In a joint statement, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said the list goes so far beyond what is reasonable. The United States announced Sunday a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. It's a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. A statement from the U.S. Embassy said that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of the U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The statement didn't clarify the reasons for which it was reassessing Turkey's commitment. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. using language that parroted the U.S. statement. This is VOA News.